We'll try to finish this part of the sugya now. We'll start the next inyan, which everything is obviously interlocked, but we'll start in Mithushim, the next Gemara next week. So we are dealing with the question, which is perhaps the heart of the sugya, even though we started the sugya and then we had some points in Tosis relating to general issues in Machitzas and Mishuyas, but really this is the question that Kamat everybody is dealing with. Tosis here, Tosis in Shabbos, the Rishonim here, the Rishonim in Shabbos. Basically, how do you reconcile this Gemara of Chakak regarding Sukkah with the analogous case in Shabbos Dav Zayin of Chakak Gabi Bais? This halacha that a Sukkah has to be Asara Tfachim. That's the din of our Mishnah. There's halacha for Rishus HaYachid, that you need the height of the Rishus HaYachid. For it to be Rishus HaYachid in the bayis, it has to be a halal yud. We have a problem in our case in the Gemara, because the sukkah is not ten tfachim. What did you do? You dug down, and you created a pit, which now is mashkim la'asar. Says our Gemara, it depends the distance from the chakak, from the edge of the chakak to the walls. If it's less than three tfachim, then midin lavud, kasher, but if it's gimut tfachim or more, psula. That's our sugya. The sugya in Shabbos is talking about the case of a bais, the halal of the bais, the inside. You're inside the house, from the floor to the ceiling, it's not your tfachim. But the Gemara emphasizes, what's the case? The kiruyo, that means the gag, is mashrim asara. So that means if you'd be outside the house, if you're looking at the distance from the floor to the top of the ceiling, but now you don't have ceiling, now you have the roof, now you actually have a shear of asara. Says the Gemara over there that al gago, since the height till the gag, including the gag, is ten tfachim, so muta l'talta b'kulo, so you're walking in Rishus HaYachid. That's the status of Rishus HaYachid. It's a height of 10 tfachim to the gag. Now you're on top of the gag. You're Rishus HaYachid. You can walk all over the gag. However, b'tocho, since ain tocho yud, so inside the house, so you're stuck. It's like a kamalis. A kamalis, you can't walk. And you can't carry. I'm talking about walking. I'm talking about carrying. In b'taltalin, el b'dalet amos. So on the roof, it's Rishus HaYachid, you can carry. Within the house, you can't carry more than Dalet Amos because it's not Rishus HaYachid. Comes Abaye and says, however, there's a way to be machshir that you can carry within the house, even though right now it's not ten tefachim. What if you dug down? The Lashon, the Gemara, the Girsa, that Tosis, of course, prefers because of the other issue that he dealt with Rashi with. Maybe you could change the Girsa, but the Girsa is Behishlim Olasara, so he only dug down whatever it is. Now the shear is from the bottom of the pit to the roof. It is now 10. Says Abaye, my time. Then mutar l'talta b'kulo. Then becomes mutar to carry not just in the chakak, but also throughout the whole area, even where it wasn't 10 tefachim high, because of the cloud called chorei rishus hayachid ki rishus hayachida. Ad kan divya gemara in Shabbos dav zayin beis. Frak tosvos. All the Rishonim, there's no mention in the Gemara and Shabbos that the only way that you can be treating this as Rishus HaYachid, and by extension the whole area as Chur Rishus HaYachid, is only when the distance from the Chakak to the wall of the house, is less than three Tvachim. It sounds like even if the walls are further, are three Tvachim or more, the Ran says more than three Tvachim, Chur three Tvachim or more, it would also be Mutter, based on this rule that you'll create a Rishus HaYachid. What happened to the sugya in Sukkah that says you need to have less than three tefachim, otherwise it's pasul? So what's the difference between the two sugyas? This is the heart of the inyan. So we saw Lashon of Tosis here, as we read Tosis here, Tosis in Shabbos, and we built basically one yisod in terms of the answer presented by Tosis. Tosis says the chiluk is between the nature of Mechitzus by Shabbos and that of Sukkah. The purpose of Mechitzos by Shabbos Estosis is Limnoa Regel Rabbi. that the Rishus of Shabbos is meant to have mechitzos that are monea regel rabin. Sukkah is halacha that you need mechitzos smuchos l'schach. So what exactly does Tosis mean? The way we learned up Tosis, and we saw the Tosis in Shabbos as well, the chesaron in our sugya is a chesaron of a function of the distance, since the halacha is Tosis in Shabbos quotes the Mishnah later. Hirchik es ha tfanos tibi tfachin from the schach, so it's puzzle. Why is that true? Because there's a halacha that you need tfanos. Tosis says we learn out basukos, basukos, basukos. If you need tfanos, then as the Ran adds and the Ritva adds, the tfanos have to be seen as belonging to the sukkah. That's what Lava does for us. If it's less than three tfachin, then it's Nero's Keshela, and then you can say the schach and the tfanos are linked. The tfanos are shayach to the sukkah. It's not so much the schach as much as the sukkah l'chora. So the tfanos are shayach to the sukkah, and then everything is fine. But if it's three tfachim or more, then the tfanos are not seen as connected to the sukkah, and since sukkah needs tfanos, that's part of the definition of sukkah, that's why you need to have pachas b'shkosh tfachim. Unlike Shabbos, Shabbos is just the idea of having tfanos for the sake of marking the reshus so that those outside will not cross over. L'noa regel rabin. So that accomplishment, that which the mechitzos are meant to accomplish, that can be accomplished just as well from a distance. That's the chiluk that we're making. This is Lashon of Tosis here. This is the Lashon of Tosis we read yesterday in Shabbos. We read the Lashon of the Ran here as well. We read the Lashon of the Ritva here, I believe. Yeah, didn't I? Yesterday, the Ritva here. Let me also be mashlim by reading the Lashon of the Ritva in Shabbos, and you'll hear it's all chere pointing the same direction. The Ritva in Shabbos. Lashon, the Lashon of Ritva. The Chakak bo muto l'talte b'kulo, u'mashma afilu chakak rachuk min akoso harbe, v'im tomar, u'mayishno gabi sukkah she'eno gevo asar, v'chakak bo l'ashimu asara, d'b'inan, שהם מספס חקק פחוס מגמות פחים, יש לו אומר, דהסם בעינן מחיצוס של סוכה, דרחמנה קפיד שיהו רד פנוס, אבל לך לא בואי אלא שיהי עומד מוקף מחיצוס ושיירה את מתוך מחיצוס. It's interesting. Here he puts it slightly different way. The idea here he mentions is פנוס שבי נירוס כשלה, but he says, Hasam by mechitzos shel sukkah. We have to know if he's saying something exactly the same or maybe a little different. But the lashon of the Ritva here was more the way that we're saying it now. The Ritva over here. Hacha gabi sukkah shem mitzvasa b'tfanos b'inam b'chus mishlosh deshu t'fanos ha-sukkah niros kishala. Hasam kohechas yesh reshus arba rab mukat mechitzos sulobai. Now, I want to read the Tosus of Rash before I go to the Rash. We have problems in the Rash. So to hear the problem in the Rash, I want you to hear the Tosus of Rash and then see what the Rash did that seems to throw everything off. The Tosus of Rash here basically says the words about Tosus. Yesh lomar, D'lo dami, d'reshus Shabbos, hu limnoa regel harabin. Avos sukkah be'ina mechitzos ha-muchos chach. Basically, puts down the two hagdaros. Reshus Shabbos, limnoa regel rabin. So therefore, what? No matter how far, it's fine. Limnoa regel rabin. However, sukkah be'ina mechitzos ha-muchos chach. And the way that we're masbir Tosis and Shabbos explains it better, because there's a din of tfanos, and tfanos have to be niros kishalah, and that's why it has to be samach uschach. Here's the problem. The problem is in the Rosh and Shabbos. The Rosh and Shabbos starts off saying exactly what we are saying as we're reading the Tosis here, the Tosis in Shabbos, the Ran here, the Ritva here. But then he adds something that sounds ki'ilu like a separate teretz. And then you wonder, like, what is he saying? He's mixing two different, seemingly two different answers to the kasha. The Russian of the Ritva, of the Rosh, I should say, in Shabbos, Simon Yud Aleph, the low dummy go had dummy in pair comedy sukkah, sukkah, and a girl, you and Bachaka, but they were shimmy, you and me, Miss Fafkak, Kosu, Shoshit Fahim, Sula. And here it doesn't say anything about three Fahim, the Gabi, sukkah, be inan, Nachitzos, Muchos, Rishach. By sukkah, there's a special din, it's got to be close to the Shach, the Amr Hassam, Shahirchik, Shach, Natfano, Shach, Natfano, Skim, Fahim, Sula. Good. That's a din by sukkah. Avo Gabi, Shabbos, Rak. Shahrishus Nishtamer Ayide Hamachitzos Afil Rechokim Mimeno Harbe Korishus Ayachid. You need that Rishus is Mishtamer Ayide Machitzos. Sounds like the words of Lemnoa Regel Rabin. In other words, that Rishus is Mishtamer. So what you need is just that the Machitzos accomplished, that the Rishus is Shamur. It's protecting the Rishus. You're in the Rishus, and that's protecting you from outside. And therefore, what would we imagine? Therefore, wherever the mechitzos are, it can be further away, it accomplishes the same thing, and there's no halacha, there has to be samuch. So that's the teretz. That's the teretz, right? Everything is good. But the Rush goes on. It says, therefore, hilkach, al yidei mechitzos hachitzonos, shekbos asara. Let's explain. What's the case again in Shabbos? Inside the house, the height of the ceiling is what is not 10. But the kiruyo, that's the case, the kiruyo means the roof, in other words, from the outside walls, so then with the gag, the outside walls are 10. So suddenly the rush is turning to the fact that in Shabbos, we actually have mechitzos sasara that can convert it into rishus hayachid on the outside. Hilchach, Aidei Mechitzos Achitzonos, Shekvos Asar Nikrishus Ayachid. Avalo Aidei Apanimis, but not through the wall inside. Shein Tzfas Kak Mitzdarifim Mohen, Kimit Shechok Menugim Utfachim. Because the inner walls cannot be Mitzdarif with what? With the Chakak. The Chakak created another Tefach or two or three, whatever it might be. And you want that that area of wall next to the chakak to mitzdaref with the rest of the wall, which is further with three tefachim or more away. So what does the Rosh seem to be saying in the conclusion of this comment? L'chaira, that what makes Shabbos better than Sukkah is that by Shabbos I have one integrated wall, one complete wall of ten tefachim by Shabbos. Where's that? That's the wall on the outside. That doesn't need to be combined with two different parts that are not close enough to each other. That's one wall of ten tefachim. And what would that mean? And sukkah is different. So let's figure out why sukkah is different. So for two possible reasons. Number one, we don't know the case by sukkah. For all we know, what do you think? Sukkah. There's an on the outside it is ten. We don't know that. Nechatesi. Right? L'chora, that's the Gemara there. The Gemara tells us the case. The case by bias is kiru yomashim basara. So the walls on the outside are ten. Sukkah, you don't have anything in outside. But probably even better than that, we could say that l'chor by sukkah, the halacha of a tenth fakin, is a function of which walls? L'chor, what would you say? You're creating a dira. So would you say that walls on the outside would be enough? Pashtas not. So seemingly, and of course, what should be ringing a bell in your minds right now? Someone said such a teretz that you saw today in the morning? No. That l'chor, the teretz to the kasha will be that by sukkah, I have a problem in combining the chelk of the wall here with the chelk of the wall over there to get to 10, because they're too far away from each other. The chelk of the wall next to the chakak is not 10, neither is the other side, and therefore they can't combine. Masha Enkin by Shabbos, I have a wall of 10 from the distance, the outside wall. That there's such a teretz to the kasha, no? Am I right? Someone said such a teretz to the kasha? Who? Tos Yishanim. We're going to get there soon, right? So what's going on in the Rush? So the Rush starts by giving one teretz, namely that the problem of the arsugya is a problem of richuk, and that's only a problem by sukkah and not a problem by Shabbos, because Shabbos is only meant to create shimur, which can happen even from a distance, where sukkah, the fanasa from the chefs of the sukkah, and if it has to be shaykh to the sukkah, it has to be close by. And that's the reason by sukkah you need less than three tefachim. Good. And then the Rush continues on and says that the issue is that by Shabbos I have the outer walls that count, and by sukkah I have a problem because the inner wall says the Rush do not count. I mean, he doesn't go back to sukkah, but l'chor, what is he saying? But the inner walls don't count because they're too far away. Meaning, so the inner walls of the house cannot combine with the wall that you made next to the chakak that you dug down. So that would itself be an answer to sukkah, correct? That's what Tosi Shem is. We'll read inside soon. That Tosi Shem is terracing it there. That by sukkah, I don't have any way to have one mechitza of 10. Either because I don't have the outside of 10 or it doesn't help me for sukkah. And by Shabbos, I do because I have the outer wall. So what's the Rush doing? He's saying a second teretz. He's saying the teretz sounds like the ikar teretz he's saying is the chiluk of, as we explained in Tosus, that the Shabbos, you can have the walls from afar. So what does he need? So then he's not dealing with any issue of having to do with the walls not being connected. Let it be the inner walls. The inner walls between what's over there and what's over here. By the chakak, you have 10. And it doesn't matter that the wall is from a distance, because as long as it creates shimur, right? So what does he need to say that you need to use the outer walls? It sounds like it's a new teretz. It's a pella. What's pshat in the Rush? This question is not just on the Rush. This question, I think, is on the Ramban as well. I think you have the Ramban from Shabbos, right? We looked at it, the Gabi Gidud Chamisha. So if you look in that Ramban earlier, do I have it? Do I have an extra copy? Menachem, Avi, an extra copy maybe. Thank you. Earlier in that Ramban, see where he says, Hachigah Sinan, you see it about maybe 10 lines from the top, on the same Ramban, Dav Zayin, Shabbos. He's talking about a case of bayis. The chakak bo dal el dal the yishrimu asar muto utalta v'tolcho v'kulo. The ikal amedak. Everybody see the Ramban here? The ikal amedak? Here I am. The ikal amedak. Both say you have it. I want you to notice the same diuk that we have in the Rush, I think we have in the Ramban. The ikal amedak. Amaylo b'inan sheyu mechitzos toch gimel espas chakak kedabin linyin sukkah. Why don't we require mechitzos to be within three tefachim, like we find by sukkah, l'mir shtachach, koko, kos, gimel tefachim, sula. Ef shalomar, ikal amemar, whatever, and it was now the teretz. L'inyan sukkah, defanos bay. By sukkah we need walls. T'chseh basukos, teishu shivas yamim, basukos teishu, basukos basukos. This is like Tosis and Shabbos. Sukkah be'inan toch gimo do have a lovel. By sukkah you need walls. Avul in Shabbos. Kol hecha de lo baki rabbim. Klal, as long as the rabbim are not going to break through, we should say yachidu. Okay, they're about to stop right now. Shalom Yisrael. Beautiful, right? Read a few more words with me. Okay. The ha'isnu l'machitzos nibachutz. And you have that with the what? With the outer mechitzos. You see it? The havi asara. Hilkach. Tochach hakak nami, toch mechitzos asara havi, because of the outer walls, b'shus ha'yachid havi. So what throws us off in the Ramban? He's starting by saying the chiluk of sukkah, the tfanos are part of the chetz of the sukkah, it has to be close. Shabbos is just about shimur, of lobaki. So that means you can be from a distance. But what does he go on and say, as we did so in the Rush? And therefore, you accomplish that with what? With the Adam Mechitzos of the house. No, that's another teretz. That the Adam Mechitzos is one Mechitza, and you can't use the inner one because it's not mitzdaret, because it's not one place ten, and sukkah, you have the problem that they're not mitzdaret, but that's a different teretz. What is he bringing that in for? If the teretz is finished by saying, lo baki rabim, so why does he have to use the Adam Mechitzos of the house? I want to hear the problem, both in the Rush and in the Ramban. And if I can, I'll even tell you the Ran also. The Ran is Shabbos. Interesting. The Ran here, no problem. The rush here also was no problem. Tosa rush, right? We had the problem in the rush in Shabbos. I looked up. I was curious because I saw the Ramban. Same same deacons we had in the rush we had in the Ramban. So guess what? In the Ran in Shabbos, he also makes mention of the outer walls. Hiksheriva. That's Tosus Kash. Amaylo boy mechitzos toch sfas chakak prochus mishlosha. So he answers. The tirates, the shiny sukk of the beinah shim chitzos smuchos leschach, the tpanos yafin hasim basukos, hilka beinah pachas mishlosha, kadeshi smuchos leschach, shekinegan a chakak. Avul in the Shabbos, lo beinah mechitzos, el kadeshi lo yehu rabin bokim sham, yeah? The kevan! Shechakak ze mechitzos asar makifos osa mibachutz! Whoa! Mibachutz lo chashino the next muchos chakak muchakos mimen. What's the mibachutz? What's the mibachutz? What's bringing us to the mibachutz? Pashtus, let's just bring out the kash. By bringing mibachutz, you're trying to say, in effect, that the mibfnim doesn't count. Why doesn't it count? What can we imagine? What could be the reason? Because the bifnim are too far away from the other part that makes ten. In other words, they're too far, and they're not mitzuraf. Because you need a machitza basar b'makom echad. So if you're saying that, then just run with that and answer the question with that and say, no. So by Shabbos, it doesn't bother me that the machitzos pnimios and the machitza next to the chakak are not mitzuraf with each other. Because I have in Mechitzas Asar and Bachutz, that's completely 10 in one place. But by Sukkah, I have a problem because the Mechitzas and Bachutz, either I don't have it or it's not going to help me for Sukkah. I need a Mechitza of 10 in and the Mechitza of Asar, therefore, is in two different places. So that's the problem. That's the answer. What do you need the first part? Is the problem a problem of being too far from the Schach? Or is it a problem with Mechitza not being in one place? What are they bringing in both points? Why do you have to resort back to, by Shabbos to the Mechitza and Mechutz? Again, it's a kasha on the Rush and the Lashon and the Ramban and the Ran. To be Rishonim that are that are all saying in Shabbos with the Teretz that we're seeing in our Tosis and the Ran here and the Ritva here, they're saying that, but then they're also adding this extra twist that the Mechitza and Mechutz are going to work. Why do you need that? I say, he had a problem. Well, yeah? I don't know who's first. You have to tell me. I don't know. I don't remember. Who? Okay. Ari? Okay, Ari. That side. Eight. Too nice. Okay, yeah?
I don't know if this is being answered, but it seems like now that we're seeing that the whole point of Shabbos is to be Mishtamer from Hilah Rabin.
Okay.
So now we need to clarify. You can't use the halal inside. You can't use the chalal inside to be mitzdarif with the wall outside, because if the whole point is that we're viewing it from the outside, that you need to be monea mihilach rabim, so you need a wall on the outside, that's 10. And he's saying,
I'm not sure if you're saying it, this, you're saying good, but I'm not sure how you're saying it exactly. He's saying because they don't see the wall inside, I don't think that's the word. But my say, there's a wall there. A wall of 10 is, by definition, a mavdil. Say it a little differently, then you're good. Well, the basic approach, and we hear what he's saying, thing that the etzem, you need a machitza in one place. By sukkah, in other words, by sukkah. What is the problem by sukkah? That the fact that machitzas are not in one place, then that doesn't bother me. The problem is the distance. The richuk. The fact that you have part of machitza here, part there, is not an issue. The issue is the distance. However, by Shabbos, where the purpose of the machit is l'mnoa regel rabin, so what does that mean? That means that there has to be, by definition, one machit in one place, or with rabba, that would be good enough also, that's considered an effect to be in one place, that's a mavdil for the rabbi. Not balabatish because they're going to see, I think it's more than that, it's not about, you know, it's a halachic mavdil. That's called Munei Regel Rabin, a marker. In other words, Umash, Tzuras HaPesach is also a mavdil. Tzuras HaPesach, people say, oh, come right in. It's a Tzuras HaPesach entrance. No, it's not about It's not about what people are going to think. It's about the concept of marking off this rishus that says outsiders, you know, this is a separate rishus, is a domain. Now, if there's five, and there's five, so you have not created that mitzias of lahavdil to be mavdil that the rabbin shouldn't come by. Five, no, very good, no problem, there's nothing wrong with five. Five to another five. There was never anything accomplished in the form of the Noah Regal Rabbin. Again, I'm taking your approach, but just not saying because of the inside versus the outside, they don't see the in. It's that the inside is not 10, and it's too far away from the rest of it, which is near the Chakak. So therefore, I have not created a Havdalah Lenoah Regal Rabbin with them. So Dafka, once the Rush says, we'll start with the Rush, that the purpose of Mechitza by Shabbos is what? Is not the etzem that you need fanos, like you need by Sukkah, that you need the etzem, it should be Bekarov, Shehin Niros, Kishalah, Vechuli. It could be Merachok. Because the purpose is of Noah Regal Rabbin. But having said that, now creates a new issue. Now we have a new issue to deal with, that he has to plug the hole from that issue, and that's what he brings in afterwards. Because once I'm telling you that the purpose is of Noah Regal Rabbin, as opposed to that it's part of the Chepsa, you know, it's still Noah Regal Rabbin. But the Noah Regal Rabbin can only be accomplished if you're going to have, halachically speaking, a Mavdil that's in one place. Otherwise, what does it mean? It doesn't have any significance for the purpose of the Noah Regal Rabbin. If there's two here and two there and two there, like what? So everything by itself did not in any way create the effect of being Mavdil. So that's 0, 0, 0, 0, 0. It's like if you don't have 10 in one place, and again, halachically is also good. It's not about what people are going to think. If it's within 3 tefachim, so what? So it doesn't matter. So, oh, it's not 10. No, that's 10. That's a marker of 10. Love, it creates the status of a mavdil. I have a mavdil from that separates from outside, Lenoah Regal Rabbin. But if I'm not going to have that, if the two parts are not within love space, love distance, so then I can't accomplish even that. So Dafka, now that the Rush is added, the point that Shabbos has mechitzas is Lenoah Regal Rabbin, so it could be from a distance, but what has to be from the distance? A mechitzah 10. So now he has to go back to the mechitzas on the outside. So what is the chesaron by Sukkah, Rabosai? So the irony is the following. By Sukkah, the etzem in terms of the chefsa of the Sukkah, of the mechitzah, there's no Noah Rabbin, it's just a chepsa of a machitza. And from that perspective, does it have to be in one place, the machitza itself? No. But the problem is that you need to have it nearest kishalah. It's got to be within 3 tefachim. In other words, the entire yud tefachim of the sukkah, of the machitza, of the dofen of the sukkah, has got to be within 3 of the chakak. Otherwise, you don't have the nearest kishalah, you don't have the chetzot fanos that you need by sukkah. By Shabbos, it's about shimur, but shimur has to be in one place, but it could be from a distance. By sukkah, there's no lach of shimur. So the mechitza itself doesn't have to be mitzurif in 2 different places. But by the time you get to all the tzirufim together, you're going to have to be able to still say that it's within 3 of the sukkah itself. So the chesaron by sukkah is a problem of richuk, which is not an issue by Shabbos. By Shabbos, you don't need bekarov; it can be birachok, but it's got to be one mechitza. Otherwise, you haven't done the what you try. The purpose has not been served. The no regal rabbi. That would be a way to put it together. What? Good.
I remember he was addressing this point, but I was hoping for some clarification. I get that love is a halachic concept, and it makes it, you know, whatever you want to state, that it makes it all. Yeah. At the end of the day, it's a maisa, that it's not a mechitza. If you don't have a mechitza of 10. And so it's kind of like contradictory. On one hand, Rebbe's saying that you need this actual wall. And then Rebbe's saying, well, it also can be a wall with love. But it's not a wall. It's not going to be Monam regular
out. So again, the Imnol regular Rabbim has to be viewed from the prism of halacha, not from the prism of Baal Batish, what people are going to say. That's the halachic mechitza of Shabbos, is that if it is an entity that is mavdil, that's considered to be a mavdil, a halachic mavdil, that is considered to be the thing that's shutting out the rest of the world. so to speak, shutting out people from coming in. That's the halachic status of machitza. Again, by sukkah, it's the chefs and tfanos that become part of the sukkah. By Shabbos, it's creating a reshus. The reshus is now separated from outside, that they are not coming in. That's halachic in nature. But if it's not going to be the makom echad, then you have not created that inyan of a barrier.
The only reason I'm saying, although I totally get what he's saying, the only reason I would only push a little bit is because the whole svar is a practical one. That's the problem. Because we're trying to use a halachic board to prove a practical svar. So it's a difficult balance.
Yes, I can.
Isn't the case that you do have 10 from the outside?
But the whole point is you say
no, that's exactly the point. But that's why he has to say it. See, we want to know why is it Rush, why is it Ramban, why are they jumping? Once they say that it's good enough from a distance, so why do they have to add, and therefore it's good because they have the wall on the outside of the house. Why do they need to do that? Why are you doing that for? Why are you talking about the one outside the house? I mean, it's from a distance, it's okay. But like, why do you have to jump to the wall on the outside of the house? We have the wall here inside the house, and you have the chakak and the mitzuraf. Elamai, you're saying something new, that they're not mitzuraf, because they're not together. So then you could just use that. And Elmai, you need the wall outside out. So then use that as the answer. That's what Tosi Hashanah was saying, in effect. That by sukkah, the problem lies in the fact that the machitzos are not together, and you need one machitza in one place. And sukkah, you have nothing else to fall back on, because either there's nothing on the outside or it won't help you for sukkah. And Shabbos, you have the outside. So then just say that. That's not what the Iker Teretz, what they're saying is, the point that they're saying is, that Shabbos, it's good enough to have from a distance. And Sukkah, you need them to be close. Because Sukkah is a din of Tfanos. And Tfanos have to be Samach. That's the Iker Nekuda that they're using to answer. Having said that, says the Rosh, and therefore, by Shabbos, it's good enough from a distance. And therefore, you can have the outer walls, which are farther away, but that's okay. But the inner walls can't work, says the Rosh. Why not? Because it's too far away from the Chakak. So what? So we're suggesting that once we say that the reason why Shabbos can be from a distance is because of the union of Shmira, that it creates Shmira from a distance, Limno, Regal Rabbim, and so on, but that Gufa needs, that Shmira itself would dictate that it has to be the Makamech. And therefore, having said that, he has to fall back on the outer Machitz of that. Second Isaac. But I have one issue that I'm going to leave you with. I don't know. I want to go to Tosi Hashanah, but this is already a problem. In the Rush, not, but in the Ramban and the Ran, yes. In the Rush, we have a Pshat, but I just said, in the Rush, in Shabbos. The Ramban, I want to say this in the Ramban too, because the same diuk in the Ramban that we had in the Rush. But the Ramban, right after saying this, Mamish, right after, it's the next line. Right, again. When you Shabbos, go echadu obaki rabim, because of the machitzos in bachutz. The ikar dekasherei, in fact, the Ramban, the Gemara in Gittin of Gidut Chamisha, machitza Chamisha, emitz darfin. In other words, the kasher on Rashi from Gidut Chamisha, emitz darfin. What's he asking? That kasha is only a kasha if you're going to be working with which walls? The inside walls. He's asking in the case of bias. Tosus is asking a Rashi. Tosus is asking a Rashi from the case of sukkah. Ramban is in Shabbos. He's asking from Gidut Chamisha, Machitza Chamisha. In the case of bias. But you just got finished saying that the outer walls are what's used. So that's not given machitza, that's all one. I don't understand what's going on. The Ran in Shabbos, right after bringing this point. When Shabbos will be in machitza, El Gnish, will you rabbin Bokinbo? Kim Shachachach, Zem Machitza, Sassar Machipos, Sass Machuts. Kim Shachachach, Zem Machitza, Sassar Machitza, Machuts. The The Afa gav the Hak Mechitza Asara, he ben Chakak Mechitza, Kaimon de Mitzdarfin. Because of Chizda is wrong, we hold that Mirema. The Afa gav the Hak Mechitza, he ben Chakak Mechitza, what's he asking from of Chizda? It sounds like we're still working with the inner wall somehow. No, I don't know what I'm missing, but L'chor, the way I'm saying, we forget the middle wall, the inner wall. We don't need that. You don't need to tzarf anything. I have the outer wall. I don't know. Mickey, what? Everyone, what?
Seems the Rosh says at the end, he says that because of the fact that the inner walls are not within three walls.
Right, you can use the inner wall.
That means in Shabbos, if there were right. No chitzonos, but right. There
that
were the inner walls.
There's no chitzonos, you have a problem.
But no, if they're within three walls, they combine.
I'm saying, but you have the outer walls. So the outer walls, and that wall could be far away. It doesn't matter how far it is. The outer wall is totally fine.
I think they're just understanding the case. So why? If there's no outer walls,
no, the Gemara's case,
how are they,
the Gemara's case, you have the outer. The Gemara's case, you have the outer walls. So what are they asking from Gita Chamisha, Machitza Chamisha?
Because you can imply from the halacha that without the outer walls, you can still machshir it if it was within three tvachim.
So it's within three is good. Oh, so Tekashi is on the diuk.
Because in Gidu Chamisha would be the exact same
is.
Case.
Mashma, if it would have been three, that's what the Kasha is.
Okay, I hear. Kasha.
Yeah, because it's Chakak. It's Chavit. It's Chavit. Yeah. So you're asking, they're asking because in the case it would be three, within three.
Okay. That's Kasha. Yeah. So therefore, that'd be the question.
The case where it would be no outer wall and it'd be within three. They're about the same thing about no outer wall, though. So it's like, you know, I would leave it. I don't know. I don't know. It could be, but.
Just within the Ramban potentially, because he uses a Lashon when he says that you have outside walls and therefore you could consider inside the Chakak also within 10.
Again, he says you have the outer wall.
Right, so.
Vinasib, where are you?
Nami
Toch Machitza Dasarabi, right. The Toch Chakak is within Machitza Sar, meaning because of the outer wall. Because of the outer wall.
Meaning like the other. Without seeing those, I would have thought you have ten tefach wall, and I'm like, why does it matter what's inside? You have your ten tefach wall, and whatever inside is whatever inside. But he seems to give like credence to the chakak, and he's saying because of the outer wall, the inside wall you could also consider as ten. So it's like he's making an inside ten also. Like he's saying that since you have the outer ten, you cannot have the inner ten.
Right, right. So that's where I'm inclined to say the Ramban, even as he says. The outer wall, he's not abandoning
right.
The inner. That's the approach. What you're going to do with it, I don't know. But that's right. That's what I also was thinking. It's mashma that even having said this, it's not completely that we're using the outer walls and not the inner walls. I just don't know how to put it together. I don't know. I hear from the words also. I know. That's my instinct as well. That it's not a clear cut as I'm saying here. In the Rush, it works without any problems. In the Ramban and the Ran, it's already not as simple.
Why couldn't we say, when we said that the Rush would hold that by Shabbos you need one complete wall because it's keeping people out, why can't you say that the Rush holds fundamentally that Mechitza needs to be 10?
Because then that would be its own teretz. That's what we're going to do right now. That's the Tosfos Yeshanim's teretz. If that were true, if Rush holds that this is halacha everywhere, that Mechitza Asara needs to be B'makom Echad, you cannot have parts of the mechitza in one place and then the other one out of the shiur lavud, and then between them you have 10. You can't have mechitza like that. If the Rush held like that across the board, then that would be its own teretz for the kasha.
Why couldn't?
That's what we're going to do. Tosfos Yeshanim effectively says that. In other words, by sukkah you have a problem because you can't mitzaref the two parts of the mechitza.
Why can't you hold the case of sukkah?
And by Shabbos you have the outer wall, so it's good.
I thought maybe you could say that the case of sukkah is also a case where the chitzon is 10.
So that's the thing. So chayra, the answer is twofold. I mean, we'll see now until Yeshanan. By sukkah, there is no outer wall, but it doesn't say anything about an outer wall. So what are you assuming? At anything, it's not necessarily the case at all. Furthermore, pashtus is that the dinyan of asar tefachim by sukkah is the inner wall, not the outer wall. No, it's not with a schach on the outside. I mean, chayra in svar should be that way. What does the Tosfos Yeshanim say? Let's look at the teretz, a new teretz to the kasha. So this again, this is a kasha of the hour, right? The kasha of everybody. What's the difference between sukkah, davdalad and beis, by the chakak case of sukkah, with the case of zayin and beis and Shabbos, by the chakak of beis? Here it's totally in being less than three tefachim. Otherwise, pasul there doesn't say anything. Just before we start, just parenthetical, I want to emphasize something that could be bothering people also. Maybe just. The Gemara says, why can't you say dofen akuma? The Gemara says, back in our Gemara, because it's lo cha, if the shav yedofen, I don't say it. The shav yedofen. And there, and Sugi, and Amid Aleph, who said it was okay because it was just lo chazi yedofen, but it is a dofen. But if we assume that the problem in our Gemara is just one of richuk, of distance, so why is it really called that I have to shav yedofen? It's just a question of, it can't work right now because it's too far away. That's the... What?
It's not a wall.
It's not a wall.
And when you bring it
if,
closer...
In other words, if the wall is only a functioning wall for what's next to it. So it's like the wall be a piece of wood be on the ground. You know, it has to be creating a halacha of a, you know, of a makif, of being makif something. An Amud Aleph, from 10 and up, 20 Amos, it's not going to fit with the sukkah. But it's makif the reshus. It's just that it's not going to work for this reshus. But it has a shame dofen. Dofen means that it has the status of being makif the reshus, of embracing the reshus, of enclosing the reshus. It's an enclosure. It's a little chazi with dofen because it's not a good enclosure. But it is a dofen. Here, it's l'shavye dofen. Because here, if it's too far away, so all it's doing is being makif the area next to it. So vis-a-vis the sukkah, it's not enclosing the sukkah because it's too far away. So that's the pshat in the Gemara. So Elamai Dofen Akuma is going to allow me to create the status of Dofen that I can't do. Just to emphasize the point. Zakta Tosis Yishanim, in response to this kasha, it's a new teretz, the old Yishlomai. Tosis gave the teretz. As we said, here, there's a din of tfanos by sukkah, and by Shabbos, it's l'noa, it says l'noa agarab, and tells to say those words in sukkah, but it's halacha by sukkah, it has to be samoch l'schach, and that's not halacha by Shabbos. Shabbos can be from a distance. Tells Yishonim, ba'od yishloma, the hacha, here by Shabbos, but in case of bais, yesh mechitzos givohos vibachutz. You have tall walls on the outside. The ain't sarich litzareif hagidud. You don't have to combine the different things that are being elevated here. You don't have to litzareif anything. You have the outside wall. Ella the ain't aviyud. The only problem is that right now in the house is no aviyud. Ukeshachakak the ika aviyud b'mokam echad. So now you have yushus ayachid, and everything is fine. And then everything is kosher. Everything you can metal. Avo b'sukkah, tzarech etzarev ha-gidud. Ooh, by sukkah, you have to combine the gidud. Because to get to 10, there's no 10, otherwise you're not going to be able to have your dofen. Ubiyosu migin melom etzarev. So what is the focus of the Tos Yishanim? The problem, according to Tos Yishanim, it's a new look at our Gemara. What is the chesaron in our sugya? Why does it say that if it's shlosha tefachim, it's tzula? He doesn't say the problem is a function of what? That it's rachok from the sukkah. Why he doesn't say it? I don't know. I mean, there's a Mishnah later that talks about it. I don't know. Lo yodea. But the issue of our Gemara, if we start at the very beginning, I said, there's another issue to consider. That's for the Tos Yishanim. That's the issue of our sugya. Why is it puzzle? Because you're not able to mitzarif the gidud. In other words, the mechitza is not in makom echad. This halacha of dofen asara, you have to be mitzarif it. It has to be mitzuraf. Otherwise, you don't have a dofen of asara. You have here two, let's say, and here you have eight, and they're not close enough to each other to mitzuraf into one entity of a mechitza. That's our problem. Shabbos doesn't have the problem. Why? Because I have the outer wall. Zep. Nothing more, nothing about hirchikas aschach minatfanos minatfanos minaschach. Nothing about that. Again, he doesn't focus on that being the problem in our sugya. The problem is litzarev esamachitz. So for the Tosis Yishanim, you have a Yisod, which the Chora you don't see in the other Yishonim. In the other Yishonim, the problem in our Sugya was a function of the Richud. As far as Sirav HaGidud, that didn't bother me. You couldn't mitzaref the Dofen of Sukkah, even if it's in different places. But the problem is, if your Dofen is too far from the Sukkah, then you have a problem. So in there, you have a problem. By Shabbos, we timed it with the rush. Maybe there is an issue that you need to mitzaref it because of Lenor Regorab, and that was a chiddush in the rush. Without that extra word in the rush, it would come out by Shabbos as well. There's no problem that the mechitza has to be the Malkum Echad. Okay, then we time in the rush. Maybe there is because Lenor Regorab requires it to be in one place. But by Sukkah, for sure, there was no issue with that. So Yishanim comes up with a new problem. And this problem is Dein B'Shabbos, Dein B'Sukkah, right? What is the issue? You need to have the Malkum Echad. And by Shabbos, what saves you? You have it. Richuk is not on the radar screen. New Teres. New Yisod that emerges here. That a Mechitza Asara must be intact in one place. You can have a little bit of Mechitza here, a little bit of there. Lavud will help you. Lavud brings it together. But if it's not, the different parts are not within Lavud distance of each other, then I don't have Mechitza Asara. This is the Tos Yishan.
According to Tos Yishan, why we make Mechata? What's the purpose of Mechata?
By Sukkah, because you can't have the Rishus HaYachid if the distance, the Halal right now is not Halal Yud. You know, you can't just have Mechitza Asara, you have to have a Halal Asara in the Rishus itself.
2 feet.
Yeah. There's two things. There's the Halal of the Rishus itself has to be Yud. The Rishus itself has to be Yud. That's what you're digging down to create the Halal Yud. And I need Mechitza Yud. Mechitza Yud I have. It's one mechitza on the outside. And the chalal yud I have, because I dug down. Perfect.
If we wanted to, that's why we can't say the pshat of the noah rather than a shuk into
it. It doesn't bring it in. It's not even part of the equation. It's not about, it's simply the whole issue by sukkah. The problem by sukkah is, what, as he puts it, sarach utzayef hagidud. That's what he says. What's our sukkah all about? It's about mitzayef, the different chalakim of the mechitza. That's the need for Lavud. Because you have part of the Mechitza over here where the Mechakak is, where you dug down. That's part of the 10, because you're Mashkim Asara. And then the rest of the Dolphin, too far away. If it's not too far away, then it's good. Then it's one place. Then it's in one place. If it's too far away, if it's Lavud, not Lavud, 3 Tfachim or more, then you're not Mitzarev the Gita, then the Mechitza is not in one place. Seemingly, that's the issue here. The issue of Richuk is not what he focuses on. The problem is one of the Mechitza has to be one Chetza of Ten Tfach. Yeah?
I remember when you said it to Ron yesterday and the two of us the Drasha he brings. Sounds like I'm not so sure why this can't just be like, why wouldn't this be the same thing? Because you're saying the reason that you need by Shabbos, but the whole acre of the mechitza is to be moneah hilachravim. Okay, so you need ten on the outside. That's what
again,
you need.
He's
on the
not.
Outside, that's fine.
He doesn't say a word about the purpose of the mechitza. He doesn't say a word about Shabbos is about the noah regel rabin and sukkah is a chef of the dolphin. Nothing like that at all. A simple answer. The problem in sukkah is you are not successfully brought together the mechitza into one mechitza basar. And by Shabbos, you have the mechitza basar in b'chutz. Zehu, that's all. All he says. We'll see. Maybe we, on our own, we could start speculating about this inyan in a minute. We'll do it. But in terms of the answering the kasha, that's the teretz. Again, we were asking on the rush. If the rush was saying at the end that you need mechitzas chitzonos, so why wouldn't that be the answer? So we wanted a time in the rush. The rush only had to deal with the issue of mitzaref the mechitza dafka by Shabbos because of noah regel rabim. Having said that, so the rush realized, oh, that requires mechitza in one place. That's what we suggested for the rush. But the ikar teretz of the rush was that the problem in sukkah is the distance. So fundamentally, the rush also agrees you don't need the mechitza b'makom echad, except maybe by Shabbos you do for its own reason. But Lamaisa in Tos Yishanim, it's a halach. Fundamentally, you need a mechitza b'makom echad. By Shabbos, I have it. By Sukkah, I don't have it. And Tosis Bayas seems to say the opposite. The chiluk is one that by here you had the tziruf is never a problem. The issue is here you need to be next to the sukkah, and there Shabbos you don't need anything next to the reshus. It could be mishumer from a distance. What does this issue? What might this issue hinge on? What could be a way to think about this issue? Whether or not a machitza needs to be b'makom echad asara, or you can have a little bit here and a little bit there. It doesn't have to be b'shir lavud, and as long as ultimately you get up to 10. What could be the issue? It's coming back full circle to the beginning of the sugya. What could this issue depend on? Now we're getting into what you think, yeah? What? No. What do you mean exactly? What are you trying to say? No, what lumdus can you bring to bear on this question, which seems to be a very basic question, whether there is indeed an issue about a machitza that needs to be mitzuref, or in the mail it's mitzuref. It doesn't matter if it's out of the shiur love, but I have 10, add it all up, I get 10. What could this issue be dependent on?
Yeah. Like we said in the beginning of the sugya, whether it encompasses 10, or whether the machitza itself has to be 10.
Okay, say a little more, Noah? Yeah?
What's the point of the machitza?
Go ahead.
Is it to create like a mitzvah of something like beyond the machitza, like that's creating a reshus with 10, or is it a need of that in a physical?
Okay, anyone else? So, how many people saw Rav Chaim today? How many people like to see Rav Chaim? Okay, do we have an extra copy maybe for me? I don't know, I didn't bring mine in. Yeah, can you look on? You have extra? Yeah? Okay, good. So give Nikki. Okay, Rabosai, it's one of the shortest of kinds in the Sefer, so it won't be that hard, okay? We'll do it. Inside, good inside, good inside. We want a little bit of Chaim, okay? You'll feel good for Shabbos. We went to Rav Chaim today and Shir. I mean, I wouldn't do it stam to say we did Rav Chaim and Shir, but like, Gemaisa, it lends itself to what we're doing, and you'll see. So you'll see why I think it's very relevant to everything we're doing. Okay, so he quotes the first paragraph is basically, the whole thing is two paragraphs. One is basically the Rambam and the Raivin and a little bit of commentary on that, and then comes the Yesod. Okay, so here's what he says. The last of Chaim and Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Yuzayin. Okay, but Kol Osim L'Chayayim, a lechi makes it permitted to be able to be metaltel in a mavoi. It's a halacha, that's the Rabbanan, that allows you to consider the shus to be now miyuchadik of a shus. There's a shayla of how lechi operates. Let's just say now lechi mishum machitza. So the chum requires an extra machitza. This pole can be counted as a machitza. There's another way to be matir the mavoi, that's with a korah. That's the beam we had at the beginning of the mesechta. So there's a way of lechi and a way called korah. Now, the Rambam says the following halacha that differentiates between lechi and korah. Suppose you have this lechi or korah made from isuri hana. Isuri hana means that it's omed lisarek, sheira or dezara. So the halacha is, let's see in the Rambam, b'kolos mechayayim afil b'davar sheish b'ruachayim afil b'isuri hana. Avo dezara atzma or sheira, sh'asa oso lechi kasher. So you have a branch from a sheira tree, piece of bark of the sheira tree, and it's used as your lechi. It has to be burnt. It's hasabana. It still functions, and it's a kasher at lechi to be matir tiltil over here, even though it's hasabana. And the reason this is around is because shalechi av yo koshu. The thickness of a lechi doesn't need to be a particular shear. It can be anything. There's no shear in the lechi for the thickness. Gova lechi, says the Rambam, it has to be as 10 tfachim, the height. Rachbo av yo, its thickness and its width. Kosu. That's with lechi. So again, because lechi doesn't have any shear in the ovi, in the rochav, it can even be made out of isuri hana. By contrast, bakolos in korah, you can use anything for the beam to be matir, avalo b'asherah, but not isuri hana, not b'asherah, l'fisha yesh l'rochav ha-korah shear. There's a certain shear in the korah, k'dil kabla riach, has to be a certain thickness of that carry a certain weight. So anything which needs a shear, you can't use if the thing has to be burnt. It's a key who doesn't have a shear. So comes in masber in a minute. So there's a halacha of how thick it has to be, a tefach, and therefore you can't use for a korah, you can't use a asherah. asks the Raivi, the Masagos, Alach the Yachi, and the Masagos arrived, he asks, Kosav Zelishono, Im Avyo Kosu, true by Yachi, the thickness can be anything. However, Gavol Mias Sarach Shir, Shei Gavol Yud, Chu, Akelishon. But Maisa Yachi also is a Shir of 10 Tvach height. So what are you gaining by saying the thickness can be Kosu, and therefore Shir tree is good? But Lamaisa, you still need a height, you need a Shir and a height. That's the Kasha of the Raivi. Explains Rav Chaim, what's the pshat in the Ravid's kasha? Bira dvarim, and what's going on here in the realm of the Ravid? Bira dvarim. The bekol maditzarach shiur, anything that needs a minimum shiur, pasul b'shal asherah. So an asherah would not be good for such a thing. Why? Mishum deketute mechtas shiure. If the shiur is ground up, it's like the shiur has disappeared. It's like you don't have this. What's the chesaron of something which is asabana? It's ki'ilu, the thing is not. It looks like it's big enough, but it's not. It's as if it would be ground up, and it no longer holds that amount that needs to be. That's where the problem lies. The problem lies when it comes to a shiur. But al kein pasuk Rambam. That's why the Rambam says the lechi the lesle shiura gam shel asher kasha. Since lechi doesn't have a shiur, so it can be good with asher too, because it's only a problem when you need a shiur that you can't use isra no. Vashekin bekora the isra shiura ech shetia. There is a shiur, whatever it is. Al kein suah b'shel asher shemiktutim mechtas shiura. Comes to Rabbi with a kasha, then he deleka b'lechi shiura l'rachbo, true from the width, you don't need a shiur by lechi, when we come up, amari b'ina shei gova k'vo yud, then we can't ikka shiur l'govo, we came to k'tuzi mechtas shiure, and can't tzarech li as pasul b'tzarech yud. So what are you gaining by saying there's no shiur in the rochav in the ovi, there's still a shiur in the gova? Zok the Rabbi Chaim, v'hine, bein b'divi ha-rambam b'mi Rabbi, what do we see from both the Rambam and the Rabbi? Harim Mivur. The hach hilchisa de ketute mechtas shiure. Lo nichla bazeh. It doesn't dictate. This shiur, this halacha of ketute mechtas shiure does not include the idea the etzem hadavar chasha kemisha eina. What we see clear from both the Rambam and the Ravid is that when you have something which has to be burnt, and we say it's as if it'd be crumbled already and burnt, that does not equal as that we view it as if it doesn't exist. The chesa exists, but not in the form that it can express itself in terms of having a shiur. But the chesa is here. It just lost its integration to be able to say that the molecules and the matter come together to the extent that now it has a certain size. Size it lost. But it exists. It exists in a different type of a state. But not in shiur. I don't have shiur, but I have the essence of what it is here, but in a different form. Not in shiur. That's what he's saying. Because in Cain, had it been that with something which is ketut mechtas shiure, the chefs is not here. Hare lo yimoel hadlechi shiur b'mashu. Then it wouldn't be able to say, well, lechi it's enough to have a shiur of mashu. Kevin the gamma mashu ketut mechtas. Mashu means something. But if it's kmisha eno, then it's not kmashu either. Mashu means something. If ketuti mechtes erases the chepsa from existing, then I don't have mashu either. So to say that the shira is mashu shows me, and it's kasher b'shal ashera, what does it show you? That ketuti mechtes shiure just means that it's lacking shiur, but the chepsa still exists. It's as if, again, it would be existing, but not as one integrated unit where you can connect one part of it to the other, to the other, to the other, to the point that I can say it's one integrated chepsa with this shiur to it. But the etzem chepsa is here. So if the shiur is mashu, then the mashu I have, because it exists. But if the tooth mashu takes away the essence of its existence, then it's not a mashu either. Imke, hariga mashuing, elevada. So what do we see? The yisoda dinhu. He saw the din of what? Of ketute mechtas shiure, sugyas in the third parak. The ashir mechtas ubatu me shiure. Abu etzam adavar ise be'ene velo batu. Ufi zeh, velechi zeh. The mechtas shiure. This lechi, that the shir is disintegrated. Mikom makom. Imbanu ladun al hamakom. If we're not going to focus on the lechi per se as a chefs in its own right, but the place that the lechi is positioned adjacent to, the place that has the lechi, the mavoi, the lechi is at the edge of the mavoi, the place that the lechi is enclosing, Nimsa the koa gova asara shavo yeshu b'mekom mechitzas lechi. The gova of that reshus has kenegdo in mechitzas lechi. The lechi exists. From the perspective of the makom that the lechi is positioned at, this lechi shel asheira, the makom of gova asara has mechitzas lechi. Came into isa be'emei because it's here. It's here. So the makom has a lechi kenegdo. Where's the problem? The lechi itself doesn't have its shir asar tefachim in terms of its own identity. But the makom has isay be'enei, has a lechi kenegdo. The alzeh ha-mo'el had the kutuzi mechtes less be'shirah. In other words, kutuzi mechtes takes away the shir mitzad the chefz itself from the perspective of the lechi. Asher Kainirez, Dr. Chaim, this is the punchline of Chaim in the Rambam. The Das Rambam, he, b'chol mechitzas v'shus hayachid, whenever you want to create a mechitzas v'shus hayachid, it's not just by lechi, with Rabbanan, it's by mechitzas v'shus hayachid, the be'inan, sheyehei govan asara, where do we say there's halacha of mechitzas asara v'shus hayachid? Iker hashir eino be'etzem ha-mechitzas. The shir asara was not defining the mechitzas themselves, having to have that shira asara, ki in b'hamakom. That which we say machitzas b'asara is halacha in the makom. The makom has to be mukaf up to the shira asara. The be'inan shegova asara shebo up to a height of 10 tefachim of the reshus yei mukaf machitzas. Up to the height of 10 tefachim, it should be enclosed by machitzas. The im matzanu gova asara she mukaf machitzos b'chol asara shebo. If you have a place that has mechitzas up to 10 tefachim of it, lo ichpas lan klau, it doesn't bother us. We're not concerned be'etzem ha-mechitzos in the chefz and mechitza itself im hin machzikos asarim lo. What do we need asara in? In the space of the reshus. The space of the reshus has to be mukaf. Does the mechitza have to have its shir of asara in the essence of the mechitza? No. Mechitzas asara is a function of the chef of the reshus being mukaf asara. True, the shear is disintegrated. What it does for you only helps. It has now the fourth mechitza, so it's now up to the 10. It's mukaf with the lechi. The mozos, but the machitza. But alkin lefima shapasek haramam the lechi mishemachitza. Alkin shaper had the lechi gomor. Zel shemachal karamam the lechi lekora. That's the Rambam's distinction. The bekora hashir tefach who beetsem akora. But alkin shaper shayach bezeh hachdina the ketuz mechtes shiure. If it's asabana, then the chetz of the kora who doesn't have a shir tefach that it needs. Mashengin belechi the etsem alechi engol shir klal. Vashir hurak behamako. Okay. But in a nutshell, what's Rav Chaim's word? The shir mechitzas asara for the Rambam is not in the mechitza, gufa mechitza, it's rather in the reshus hamukaf. And therefore, by shel v'shel asherah, mitzad the chefza, it's here. It's just not here in terms of its own identity as having the shir. But both say it's very tempting to start thinking in these things, what the Rabbit hold. Maybe the Rabbit held that what? The Mechitza Shir Asara is a Shir in the Gufa Mechitza. That's why you had a Kasha by Lechi. This question that we're dealing with in the Sugya, Rishonim, whether there's a notion of Tziruf by Mechitza, you can have two, and you can have eight, and they're not within Shir Olavut of each other. Can that still constitute a Mechitza Sasara? From the Tosus Yisharim, it's clearly that it can't. Can't. That's the chazar nasugya. From the Tosus, it seems that's never the problem. The problem is only the distance issue. But the etzem, you can have machitza in two different places. Chayra, if we were to assume that the din of machitza asar, the shir asar, was set in the gufa machitza, so then, like we want to say, maybe the rabbi will hold by lachi. So then you would argue that what would you say? If it has to gufa, it has to be 10, then it has to be 10, the makom echad. You can have split in two different places. But if the halacha of asara is not in the gufa machitza, it's halacha in the reshus has to be mukaf up to a height of asara, So kishen that we're saying that a lechi that shalashera is also considered good enough that the reshus is mukaf up to the shira sara, even though the lechi itself doesn't have the shira sara. But the reshus is mukaf. That's Rav Chaim's point over there. So to here, it doesn't matter that in the gufa machitza they're not. It's not one entity of a machitza sara. There was never halacha of shira sara said on the gufa machitza. It was only in the reshus. The reshus is mukaf. Up to a height of 10, yes or no? 2 here, 8 there. Having come this far, L'chaira, maybe be tempting to say something more, but L'chaira, it's against the Rishonim. I have a new teretz to the Kasha. New teretz to the Rishonim's Kasha. Ready? How come in our Gemara, we need Lavud to be machshir this sukkah? Chakak has to be within 3 tefachim. How come by Shabbos, doesn't say that. It's mutter, it's kasher, even if you dig down to asari, if you don't have love. Maybe this lumbus, whether you need asari, neguf ha-mechitza or not, will be talui as follows. By Shabbos, there's no halacha be'etzem of a mechitza. There Rav Chaim is right, in the Rambam, but he says in the Rambam, it's only halacha in the Rishus. And therefore, it's okay to have a tziruf of a little bit here, next to the chakak, and a little bit there. Beautiful, no problem. The reshus is mukaf. Reshus is mukaf by mechitza sasar. Because there's no halacha of the mechitza itself having a sar. Lo came by sukkah. Sukkah, the Torah wants tfanos. It's not just that reshus to be mukaf, but the Torah wants a mechetza tfanos. If the Torah wanted a chetza tfanos, then those tfanos have to be, there's a shir asara said in the guf hadofen. If there's a shir asara said in the guf hadofen by sukkah, then you can mitzari for a little here, a little there. They have to be together with shir love. Sounds so beautiful. What would follow from this? Dofen shel asera. What? Would not be good by sukkah. Rav Chaim didn't speak about it. You have to look. Rav Chaim said he is sold by Shabbos. In the Rishimas, you have to look carefully. I started looking a little bit. I think he talks about it. They say the name of Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim says, I only said my Yisod by Shabbos, not by Sukkah. I believe in the Rishimas of the Rav, Rav Reichman Sefer, he talks about it. You can maybe look over Shabbos, try to find it. Maybe he says the Shem of Chaim also, that would be different. Because Dofen of Sukkah is a Chetzah of a Dofen, and there the shir was said in the guf ha-dofen. And if that were true, if Chaim would hold it by Asherah, we know good by dofen. But then we have a new teretz to the kasha. That the chesaron of our sugi is the tziruf of the two parts of the machitza. But by Shabbos, what's the answer? It's mitzuref memeh. You don't need a mitzarefet. You don't need a mitzarefet because the reshus is mukaf asara. But why am I saying this is a new teretz? It's not the way the Rishonim learned. Because what do we see in the Rishonim? Not that way. Rishonim on either side don't seem to be machalik in the direction we're machalik. Umasu. Tov Yishanim. What is his pshat in our Gemara? What's the problem of our Gemara? They're not mitzuref. So why is Shabbos better? Because I have one mechitza on the outside. He doesn't say like I say. Well, there you can mitzaref them because there's no din in the Gufa Mechitza. Rav Chaim. He assumes that you need one machitza, bein b'sukkah, bein b'shabbos. By Shabbos I have it, by sukkah I don't have it. The way we answer for Tosis, by Shabbos, there's no din of that has to be close by, so it can be from a distance. By our sukkah, the problem is it's too far away. What happened to the issue of tziruf? Sounds like that doesn't bother us. It can be mitzuruf, even by sukkah. In the rush, in Shabbos, we said maybe by Shabbos, because it's a din of Shemur, then by Shabbos it has to be in one place. But by Sukkah, it sounded like in the rush, the opposite of what I'm saying now. In the rush, it sounds like that by Sukkah, the etzem you can mitzaref them, you just have a problem that it's too far from the Sukkah. And what are we timing the opposite? We're timing that the problem of Sukkah is a problem of Tziruf, because there the shir was said in the Guf HaDofen, and by Shabbos, there's no shir in the Guf HaDofen, only a shir in Rishus. And therefore, the problem by Shabbos is Sav Nemela. There's no problem of Tziruf, and here there is a problem of Tziruf. Again, none of the Rishonim say that black and white. It could be Rav Chaim Yisod, if Rav Chaim only said it by Shabbos, as is quoted, I think, in the Rishimos, and by Sukkah it would be different, then we seem to have come up with a new answer to the kasha of the Rishonim, but not what the Rishonim said exactly. So it's a lot of chazer here, but I think this is a good way we put the sugya back together, hopefully in a way that you can, you know, you can grab onto it and decone it, and stay a little bit on the pasha, but let me just say something in the pasha.